We're going to just look at the first verse of chapter 2, verse 1 John. Because there's something so important in this one little verse that I can't skim over it. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, anybody here sinned yet? Today? But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. You know, the Greek language had a way of saying so much with few words. Where the yellow, one who speaks to the Father in our defense, in the original, is one word, parakletos. Can we pray together? Lord, please help me in my frailty to preach effectively this morning. Give ears to those who will hear, and challenge those who perhaps will not hear. O Lord, may your Spirit be in our midst for Christ's sake. Amen. Have any of you sinned today? Well, I have. I've lost count. I've sinned. Thought, word, deed. Remember, sin simply means to come short of God's perfection. Don't tell me you haven't sinned. Well, here's good news. We read here, if anybody does sin, and that's any Christian, if any Christian sins, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. An advocate, the righteous one, Jesus Christ. Saved sinners are represented in heaven by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is great, but it needs to be explained. Let me tell you what this passage is not saying. And I'll be honest, I used to think this is what it was saying. It is not telling us that we have a defense lawyer in heaven. It's not telling us that Jesus is pleading for us in a court of law. It's not saying that. How do I know that? We Christians don't need a lawyer. The Bible clearly tells us, as sinners, that we've already been totally acquitted of all our sins. As far as the east is from the west, God has removed our sins from us. In God's eyes, we are faultless. There is no charge against Christians now. We are not on trial. Not only that, but judgment day has not come yet. Judgment day will only come at the end of the age, when God will judge the ungodly. And notice also in this passage that it's mentioning a father, not a judge. So please don't misunderstand this passage. In the text, notice we are dear children. He's not speaking to us as prisoners in the dock. Jesus is not our defense lawyer. That's not what it's saying. So what does this passage tell us? It tells us something quite amazing. Here we are told how it is possible for people like you and me. Now, let's be honest. We are not walking in the light, are we? We're not in heaven yet, so our sinful bodies are still here. And daily, we know we fail and walk in darkness. And here in this passage, we're told how it's possible for people like you and me who still are sinning to be right now in the very presence of unapproachable light. How is it possible that I can stand before God right now and say, Abba, Father? Well, this is telling us how it happens. Remember last week, we were told, not last week, a couple of weeks ago, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Well, if this is so, How can any of us, chronically habitual sinning as we do, have fellowship in this unapproachable light? How is it possible? We may be saved forensically. We may be justified, but you and I know we're not out of the woods yet. We're still sinning. So how do we, sinners as we are, even if we're saved sinners, enter that holy place? The answer? Look at the text. We have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. The King James Version puts it this way. We have an advocate with the Father. But like I said, this does not mean that Jesus is a defense lawyer in heaven defending us. We are already fully acquitted, totally forgiven. Then what is this passage telling us? In the original Greek language, the words "one who speaks on our behalf, in our defense," is one single word, the word parakletos. We have a paraclete in heaven. What is a parakletos? It is one who stands on behalf of somebody else, a mediator. Or I could put it this way, an ambassador. We all know what an ambassador is, don't we? Different nations communicate with one another through ambassadors. For example, we have an ambassador in London, in Moscow, speaking to the Russian people on our behalf. And the Russians have an ambassador here speaking to our people on behalf of the Russians. An ambassador is a representative of a people. If the Queen wants to speak to the Russian people, she calls the ambassador. Now, an ambassador in Greek is often termed a parakletos. Now, what John is telling us today is this. How can we, sinful people as we are, stand holy in the presence of a sin-intolerant God? How is it possible for us to stand in unapproachable light, knowing what we are? You know, and I know, that we can't just walk into that light because God cannot contradict himself. So how on earth do I stand before God if I'm still a sinner? We stand before God in the person and in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our ambassador, our parakletos. He represents us. Or as the Bible tells us, Romans 8, he intercedes for us up there. I could put it this way. In heaven, there is an embassy. And the ambassador of that embassy is a man. A man of flesh and blood. In fact, the ambassador in heaven, that man, is your brother. Your brother. He's bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh. He's not ashamed to call you brother, sister. He's up there right now. And of all human beings that ever lived, this particular man who's your brother, Christian, is spotless, pure, and fully able to stand in the light. He's the righteous one. We read in our text, Hodikaios. Therefore, he stands in the infinite, unapproachable glow of God's glory, face to face with God. And he's there, that man, right now, on your behalf. He stands for you. He's not ashamed to call you brother. So to answer the question, how can sinful people stand before a holy God when they know full well what they are in their hearts because we're not yet fully redeemed? The answer is this. Look at the text. If anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, our advocate, our ambassador. As the Greek puts it, parakletos echomen pros ton patera. You Greek students remember that? With the Father. We are God's people in God's presence right now in Christ. Now, do you realize what this means? It means that even though we are not physically completely saved yet, we're as good as in heaven as we sit here, brother, sister, right now. The Bible puts it like this in Ephesians. We are now raised with him, seated with him on thrones. We are saved and in heaven in Christ. You see, where Jesus is mystically where we are. We are able to come boldly into God's presence in his person. Jesus is our parakletos, our ambassador in heaven. And that is how we, sinners as we know we are right now, are able to have fellowship with a God of unapproachable light. Jesus stands before the Father representing us. Do you understand this? Let me warn you, if you don't understand what I'm saying this morning, you're not going to understand the rest of 1 John, because he's building a case in 1 John that ends with a climax. But you've got to get this particular proposition. Jesus is your representation in heaven. He stands mystically before the Holy God in your name. He's able to be there, and he's your ambassador. If there's one Greek word you really should remember, it's the word parakletos, a human representative. If you're a Christian, God right now sees you in Christ. God will deal with you as he deals with the ambassador. And right now, I'm so sorry about this, but Jesus is the one speaking to the Father in our defense. God will listen to Jesus on your behalf. And do you know what? He must. He's obligated to hear Christ plead for you. Why? We read he is the righteous one. Hod dikaios. He has a right, as the second person of the Trinity, to stand for you in the presence of Almighty Father. He has that right. But hold on, here's the challenge now. If you've got what I've said and you've understood it, I come to my challenge. The Bible clearly tells us. The Bible tells us that not everybody is going to be saved. And it's my job and every preacher's job to clearly state this, as offensive as it may sound. Jesus warned us the road to destruction is wide and many travel upon it. And the road to heaven is narrow and few travel thereon. Now you may say, well, hold on a minute. If there's a man up in heaven pleading for human beings, and he has a right to be there, and he can effectively plead for humans, then why isn't everybody saved? Why should we have a day of wrath to come, as the Bible says? Why is there a judgment day? You know why? Because only certain people are saved by Christ. to be saved, you have to be in the ark of the gospel. You have to be found by faith in Christ. You must be one of God's spiritually circumcised people. Now, my question this morning is this. In the light of this reading, are you? We read here about one who speaks in heaven in the defense of Christians, a parakletos, an ambassador. But how can you be sure that he's your ambassador? We can't be presumptuous, can we? Notice in our text that John is writing to the church. He's not writing to everybody in the world. He calls the people, my dear children. That's a technical term, techniamu, you who have been birthed into the gospel. Okay, you who are born by the preaching of the word. This message is only for Christians. So how can I be confident this morning that this passage applies to me? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you very clearly. And if you really are listening, you'll get it. If you don't want to hear, I can only pray one day you will. Let's go back to embassies and ambassadors. I'm sure you know when two countries are in diplomatic relation, they exchange ambassadors. The Russian ambassador moves to London and the British ambassador goes to Moscow. That's how it works. Two nations in diplomatic fellowship swap ambassadors. We send our man there, they send their man here. Now think, if you're a Christian this morning, if this passage is speaking to you, if you have a parakletos in heaven representing you right now, then surely that means heaven has sent a parakletos down to earth to you. Does that make sense? Diplomatic relations involve two ambassadors. Now, if there's a man up in heaven pleading for humans up there, God has sent an ambassador down here pleading for God to human beings. Do you know there are two parakletoi? Turn with me to John, chapter 14, verse 15. Ever wondered why Jesus says, and the Lord will send you another comforter, another counselor? Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Now, I wish that everybody had to learn Greek. I wish we were like the Muslims. They've all got to learn Arabic. Do you know how much you're missing out not knowing the original language? Do you know in John 14 what the word counselor is? It's the word parakletos, the very same word that we're reading this morning. He says, now remember, he's the first parakletos. He's going up to represent us before the Father. If you obey my commands, I will send you another parakletos. And he'll come down and bear witness to God, to you. If you're a Christian, there are two parakletoi, one in heaven, speaking for you to the Father, and one on earth speaking to you from God, telling you that you are God's own child. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Two ambassadors. So now you know how it's possible, Christian brother, sister, that you, sinner that you are, is right now in the presence of unapproachable light, boldly standing in the Holy of Holies, calling God your Abba Father. Do you know why? Because you're standing in Jesus. He's up there and he mystically represents you. You're before him in Christ. You have an ambassador in heaven, a paraclete. But if this is true for you, there also has to be a paraclete down here. God's ambassador in the human heart, bearing witness that you are his child. That's how you know. If you know that you are as good as in heaven, seated in the heavenlies, the Spirit will be telling you that. You've got to have the heavenly ambassador in you before you can be confident of the human ambassador pleading for you up there. One last thought as I close. When two countries are at war, one of the first things they do is this. They break off diplomatic ties. They call their own ambassador home and they kick out the foreign ambassador. They get rid of ambassadors. Now, please be warned. If you have no heavenly ambassador in your heart, and you know if you've got the Spirit or not, if you do not have the ambassador from heaven, the paraclete, the Spirit, in your heart right now, granting you faith and repentance, then you can be sure you've got no ambassador up in heaven. Because there are two paracletes, and they stand in tandem. When nations are at war, there are no ambassadors. And I want to remind you, this world is at war with God. The wrath of God abides on this world. So my prayer is you'll be confident this morning, even if you know what an unworthy sinner you are. And as I stand up here, I know what a sad loser I am. I'm not pretending to be anything. But you know what? I'm sitting up there with Jesus right now. You'd get a shock if you saw what I was like up there. You know something? I know that because he sent his Spirit into my heart, bearing witness, the paraclete on earth, that I have a paraclete in heaven. If you do not know the inner witness this morning and you can't fake it, then I've just got to say, you cannot claim to have any right or access to that unapproachable light. And I plead with you, ask God for the gift of his Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to ask that you don't let this message get forgotten. Father, I thank you that you helped me to preach it, even though in difficulty. But I know, God, this is your word. And I pray you will not let people easily forget it. Be glorified in your truth, for Christ's sake. Amen.